my brothers and sisters. Today, I am here with a message of hope and renewal. It's a message straight from the heart of our loving Creator. Your turnaround is near. Yes, you heard it right. God is speaking directly to you, affirming that your season of change, restoration, and blessing is on the horizon. My dear friends, let us delve deeper into the concept of turnaround. Picture it as a profound shift, a monumental change in the very fabric of your existence. It's like witnessing the sunrise after a long dark night, a moment of awe, inspiring transformation that fills your soul with hope and renewed vigor. Imagine the darkest moments of your life, those times when despair seemed to cloud your vision and hope felt like a distant memory. Now, envision those very moments becoming the catalyst for something beautiful, something extraordinary. That, my friends, is the essence of turnaround. It's not merely a change in circumstances, although that is often part of it. It's a divine intervention, orchestrated by the hands of a loving Creator who sees beyond the pain and the struggle to the potential within each one of us. In His infinite wisdom and boundless love, He takes our brokenness and turns it into something magnificent. Your turnaround is a testament to God's unwavering love and commitment to your well-being. It's His way of saying, "I see you, I hear you, and I will never forsake you." In the midst of life's storms, His steadfast presence remains our anchor, guiding us through the turbulent waters towards the shores of restoration and blessings. So, dear friends, as we journey together towards our turnaround, let us hold fast to the promise that God is working all things together for our good. Let us embrace this season of transformation with open hearts and unwavering faith, knowing that the God who promised is faithful to fulfill His word. Beloved congregation, in the cacophony of life's chaos and uncertainty, there is a voice that speaks with clarity and purpose, the voice of our Heavenly Father. But amidst the noise of our daily struggles, it's easy to overlook His gentle whispers of guidance and comfort. That's why it's crucial for us to train our ears to recognize His voice amidst the clamor of the world. God speaks to us in various ways, through His timeless word, the Bible, where His promises are etched in everlasting ink, waiting to be discovered and embraced. He speaks through the power of prayer, inviting us into intimate communion with Him, where we can pour out our hearts and listen for His response. But perhaps most importantly, God speaks to us through the stillness of our hearts, the quiet moments when the world fades away and His presence becomes palpable. It's in those moments of solitude and reflection that His voice resonates most profoundly, like a gentle whisper stirring the depths of our souls. So I ask you today, my dear brothers and sisters, are you listening? Are you attuned to the gentle whisper of His promises echoing in the depths of your being? Or are you allowing the noise of the world to drown out His voice? Take a moment now to quiet your heart and listen. Listen for the reassurance of His love, the guidance of His wisdom, and the comfort of His presence. For in the stillness, God speaks, and His words have the power to transform our lives in ways we never thought possible. Let us open our hearts to His voice, knowing that in His words, we find hope, strength, and direction for the journey ahead. May we be like the psalmist who declared, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." 1 Samuel 3:9. And may we always be attentive to the voice of our loving Father, guiding us every step of the way. Dear friends, doubt is a formidable adversary that often creeps into our hearts during moments of despair. It whispers lies of fear and disbelief, causing us to question God's plans and purposes for our lives. But in these moments, we must cling to the truth that our Heavenly Father is sovereign and His ways surpass our understanding. Yes, it's true that His ways are higher than ours, and His thoughts are beyond our comprehension. But therein lies the beauty of faith, to trust in the goodness and faithfulness of God, even when we cannot see the full picture. For He is the author of our lives, the orchestrator of every detail, and He works all things together for our good. Instead of allowing doubt to take root in our hearts, let us choose to anchor ourselves in the unwavering truth of God's character. He is faithful, even when we are faithless. He is trustworthy, even when circumstances seem bleak. And He is good, even when the world around us is filled with darkness. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us lift our eyes above the storm clouds of doubt and fix them firmly on the unchanging promises of our Heavenly Father. Let us declare with boldness and conviction, "Though I may not understand, I trust in You, O Lord, for You are faithful and true." In the face of doubt, let us choose faith. In the midst of despair, let us choose hope. And in every moment, let us choose to rest in the loving arms of our Heavenly Father, knowing that He is with us, guiding us, and sustaining us through it all. Dear brothers and sisters, in the journey of life, patience is a virtue that is often tested, especially in times of waiting and uncertainty. It's during these moments that we may feel tempted to grow restless, to question why things aren't happening according to our timeline. But it's precisely in these times that patience becomes not only necessary, but profoundly transformative. Consider patience as a refining fire, shaping and molding our character into a reflection of Christ's own patience and endurance. Just as precious metals are purified through intense heat, so too are we refined through the trials and tribulations that test our patience. It's through patience that our faith is strengthened, for it requires us to trust in God's timing, even when our circumstances seem dire. We must remember that His ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are higher than ours. What may seem like delay to us is simply God orchestrating the perfect moment for His plans to unfold. So, my dear friends, let us not grow weary in the waiting. Instead, let us embrace this season of patience as an opportunity for growth and refinement. Trust in God's timing, for He is never late, but always right on time. His faithfulness endures forever, and He will fulfill every promise He has made to us. As we cultivate patience in our hearts, let us be reminded of the words of the psalmist, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage." Wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. In the waiting, may we find strength, courage, and unwavering trust in the God who holds all things in His hands. Beloved congregation, as we anticipate our turnaround, let us first turn our hearts towards repentance. Repentance is not merely a somber acknowledgement of our wrongdoing, but a turning away from sin and a turning towards God. It's a humbling recognition of our need for His forgiveness and a sincere desire.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Desire to walk in His ways. Take a moment now to examine your heart. Are there areas of sin or disobedience that you need to confess before the Lord? Are there attitudes or behaviors that hinder your relationship with Him and with others? Let us not shrink back from the conviction of the Holy Spirit, but instead let us come boldly before the throne of grace, seeking mercy and forgiveness. For in Christ, forgiveness flows freely from the heart of God to all who seek it earnestly. His love knows no bounds, and His grace no limits. No matter how far we may have strayed, His arms are always open wide, ready to welcome us back into His embrace. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let go of guilt and shame. For in Christ, we are made new, washed clean by the precious blood shed on Calvary's cross. His grace abounds, covering our sins and restoring us to fellowship with Him. As we repent and receive God's forgiveness, let us also extend that same forgiveness to others. Just as we have been forgiven, so too are we called to forgive those who have wronged us. Let go of bitterness and resentment, and let the love of Christ flow freely through you. In the words of Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. May we embody the spirit of forgiveness as we await our turnaround, knowing that in Christ we are reconciled to God and to one another. Dear brothers and sisters, obedience is not merely a duty, but a privilege, a pathway to blessings beyond measure. As we eagerly await our turnaround, let us commit ourselves wholeheartedly to walking in obedience to God's commandments. It's easy to overlook the importance of obedience in our quest for blessings and breakthroughs. Yet throughout Scripture, we see time and time again that obedience precedes blessing. When we align our lives with God's will and follow His instructions, we position ourselves to receive the abundant life He has promised. God's commandments are not arbitrary rules designed to restrict us, but rather they are expressions of His love and wisdom. He knows what is best for us, and His instructions are given for our good and our flourishing. As we obey His commandments, we experience the joy of living in alignment with His perfect will. But obedience is not always easy. It requires humility, surrender, and a willingness to trust in God's goodness and faithfulness. It means putting aside our own desires and preferences and submitting ourselves to His authority. Yet, the rewards of obedience far outweigh the sacrifices. As we walk in obedience, we open ourselves up to the fullness of God's blessings. Blessings of peace, joy, and abundance that surpass understanding. And ultimately, obedience draws us closer to the heart of God, deepening our relationship with Him and allowing His love to flow freely through us. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us not underestimate the power of obedience in our journey towards our turnaround. Let us commit ourselves afresh to walking in obedience to God's commandments, knowing that in doing so, we position ourselves to receive His abundant blessings and to experience the fullness of life that He has promised. Beloved friends, as we stand on the brink of our turnaround, let anticipation fill our hearts. For in this moment, God is poised to unleash a miracle of unprecedented magnitude, a manifestation of His power and glory that will leave us in awe and wonder. Do you sense it, dear friends? Can you feel the stirring of expectancy in the air? God is about to do something extraordinary, something beyond our wildest dreams and imaginations. As we lift our eyes to the heavens, let us prepare to witness the unfolding of His divine plan. Yes, God is about to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. His promises are sure, His power unmatched, and His love unfailing. He is the God of the impossible, the one who speaks galaxies into existence and breathes life into dry bones. But here's the question. Are you ready to receive? Are you prepared to step into the fullness of what God has in store for you? It's easy to become complacent or distracted, to allow doubts and fears to overshadow our faith. But in this pivotal moment, let us cast aside every hindrance and stand firm in our belief that God is faithful to His word. As we anticipate the miracle that is about to unfold, let us position ourselves to receive it with open hearts and unwavering faith. Let us declare with confidence, "I am ready, Lord. I am ready to witness your power at work in my life. I am ready to experience the fullness of your blessings and the depth of your love." May our anticipation be met with expectancy, our faith with action, and our hearts with overflowing gratitude. For in this moment of divine intervention, we have the privilege of witnessing the miraculous hand of God at work in our lives. Let us embrace it with joy and anticipation, knowing that our turnaround is at hand. My dear friends, I encourage you to share these words of encouragement with others. Let your friends, family, and loved ones know about the incredible promise of turnaround that awaits them in God's loving embrace. Spread the message far and wide through social media, email, or simply by sharing it in conversation. Together, let us ignite a flame of hope in the hearts of those who need it most, reminding them that their turnaround is near. And if you haven't already, I invite you to subscribe to our channel, where you'll receive regular doses of inspiration, encouragement, and spiritual nourishment. Stay connected with our community as we journey together towards the abundant life that God has promised us. Now, let us open our hearts to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for a breakthrough in my life, especially in the areas of finances, restoration, and healing. You are the ultimate source of all blessings, and I trust in your divine plan for my life. Grant me the wisdom to manage my finances wisely and the discernment to make sound decisions. Help me to be a good steward of the resources you have entrusted to me and open doors of opportunity for financial abundance and stability. I also pray for restoration in areas of my life that have been broken or lost. Heal the wounds of the past, mend broken relationships, and bring about a sense of wholeness and renewal. May your comforting presence bring peace to my soul and restore all that has been lost or damaged. Lord, I lift up to you my need for healing, both physically and emotionally. You are the great physician, and I ask for your miraculous touch to bring health and wholeness to my body and mind. Strengthen me in times of weakness and grant me the patience to endure the journey toward complete healing. I believe in your power to transform my circumstances and to bless me abundantly. Thank you for hearing my prayer and for being my source of strength and comfort. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.